Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Progress Wrestling's Deadly Viper Tour has already made headlines. On Saturday night, a new Progress World Champion was crowned in the returning Big Damo. And last night in Newcastle, he walked to the ring as Progress Champion for the first time in his career. After the show in Newcastle last night, Cultaholic's Fraser Porter caught up with the new Progress World Champion, Big Damo.
You returned to Progress last night in Sheffield. You won the title. How does it feel?
This is an 8-year journey, right? So there was about 2013, 2014, as I was kind of coming through, I gave myself like a little checklist. I wanted to get regularly with ICW, with Progress and Rev Pro. That was my top three that I was desperate to get working for. And it was difficult because, you know, I'm a big fat Irish guy up in Glasgow, and obviously it was ICW was a natural fit because that's where I was living at the time, and they really helped me coin aspects of my character. There was a Billy Kirkwood was a commentator there who called me the Beast of Belfast on one of my many debuts. I did a few, and that really was the light bulb that I needed to figure out how I wanted to present myself going forward. So then the natural transition then was, you know, trying to get out there and get into the next big company, and that was Progress and Rev Pro. And, you know, funny, it was Rev Pro that came first, and then when I finally got the chance, I think it was Super Strong Style 16, or maybe it was, no, that's what the name of it, sorry, it was Super Strong Style in 2015, I think it was, okay. Or maybe 2014, and it finally happened then. And, you know, it was very difficult for me because, you know, I was splitting my time between Progress and ICW, so I was struggling to match up dates because everybody seems to run in the same days.
Yep.
But Progress was always something I wanted to do, and I wanted to be a success, because I walked into that locker room for Super Strong Style. It was literally every talented wrestler in Britain was there in the same locker room. It was crazy. Like, from Dave Mastiff to Zach Gibson, then there was Tommy End and Walter from you know, mainland Europe. You know, it was like all these guys who I genuinely loved and respected. And I was like, I was kind of blown away. I was like, this is what we need to step up. You know, Zack Sabre as well, Ospreys, all these talented guys were all wrestling in this one company. And it was like, oh my goodness, this is the place. This is where I need to be for me to get better. But the way it worked out, I just couldn't seem to get off the mark of Progress. So when they got back in touch with me last year, James here at Progress got in touch with me literally maybe a week after I got released in WWE. And it was really awesome to hear from him. We ended up like talking on the phone for about 3 hours. He's a very affable guy, James, and, you know, it was interesting. He was telling me about what Progress were trying to aim for and what their goals were for the next year. And, you know, you're never sure when people give you these pitches, you know, how truthful it is and things like that. You mean, you know, being in wrestling for embarrass myself here, 18 years. And when you're in wrestling, like, you've heard it all before. So, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, I'll see, take it as it comes, see what happens. But coming back in, and it's this incredibly professional setup, like, a full staff. They care about the mental health, they care about the physical health of the wrestlers, and everybody gets on. They're all pushing each other forward instead of, you know, getting each other's way. They're all kind of lifting each other up. It's that there's a buzz to be here right now. So to come back here and then have that opportunity to, you know, first of all, right a few wrongs, you know, I won a match, I won a second match, and then boom, you get this opportunity at the World Heavyweight Championship, and you're like, you know what, one opportunity is all it takes, whether big or small. You take it where it can. And listen, this is the first time that the Progress World Championship has changed hands outside of London, apparently. So I stepped into Sheffield, I took that title, and was more than happy to dethrone Chris Ridgway, who's a hell of a talent. But he said, you know, he was very, very arrogant in his assertions. He thought he was going to hold this for the rest of his career. But listen, you know, everybody, there's a bridge that too far for everybody. And listen, I've been there before myself, and I was definitely that person for Chris Ridgway. So listen, all respect to him, but what happened yesterday was incredible for me. It was righting wrongs for 8 years in the making, and now I want to be a fighting champion. I want to take that back over to America. I want to defend it in Japan. I want to defend it in Australia. I want to go where I can and make it what it should be, a world traveling championship, you know. So far, so good. Step one.
Taking it back to where you were saying that Progress was one of the companies that you really wanted to push yourself into very early on into your career. Now you've got the target on your back. You're the top dog now. What young talent in the UK do you have your eyes set on that you think needs that opportunity to break through? Obviously, tonight you face Leon Slater in a six-man tag team match. Incredibly young talent.
17 years old, I hate him.
Yeah. Doing some of the best work in the ring in the country. Incredible. What other talents have you got your eyes on that you could challenge for the, or who could challenge for the belt?
Absolutely. Listen, like, what I want to do, I got this opportunity out of almost nowhere. I beat a British wrestling veteran in Dean Allmark, and I got this opportunity off the back of that. So I want to be I want to do what Chris Ridgway did, and that's actually defended against any and all comers. Okay, and you're talking about the young talents coming through. Listen, you can't look much further than Leon Slater right now. I just got, you know, kicked in the face a few times by him tonight. You know, he's an incredible. Listen, 17 years old. I hadn't even started wrestling at 17. I was still E-fetting, I think, at that point. You know, anybody who's old enough to remember what that is. But honestly, people like him, and then up in Scotland, you know, there's a bunch of them right now. There's Daz Black, there's Leighton Buzzard, who's incredible. And that's I'm missing a Kez Evans. There's literally about six or eight of really good talent coming through. When, you know, ICW was one of the rosters that was gutted, like Progress, when, you know, WWE, you know, took a lot of chaps away. But they're, you know, like Progress, they're kind of bouncing. Over in Ireland, you know, we've got LJ Cleary, who's, every time I see him, he just gets better and better. I keep running into him everywhere. I was on about three or four shows with him, and then I was in Dublin randomly with my family going to see a gig, and I ran into LJ Cleary. I swear we're stalking each other or something, right? But no, he's an incredible talent. We'd love to mix it up. We wrestled once in Cork. In Ireland for Phoenix, which just sadly just closed there. Yeah. But I'd like to maybe give him a Progress shot, you know what I mean? But yeah, here, my God, like, I feel like Dan Maloney's one of those guys who's kind of came out of nowhere in that he had this buzz about 6 years ago, and then, like, I think he had a few difficulties, you know, in wrestling. You know, bad things happen with NXT and all these kind of stuff, like real life issues. Mm-hmm. But he's just turned it completely 180, and now he's absolutely flying, and, like, you know, I got a little touch of him today, him and Durice, and they're both fucking incredible. Like, so they're two lads who could definitely see myself wrestling. But listen, there's maybe about 10 people on this Progress roster right now who've maybe never had their shot, you know what I mean? Even if it is the Lycos gym or whatever else, I will take them all on, because listen, like, there's days I walk into this building and it doesn't feel like a job. It doesn't feel like, you know, I'm here for a living. It feels like I'm here for a laugh, and, like, that's, I haven't had that feeling in a long, maybe 15 years, you know, and that's how I'm feeling right now. I'm enjoying this experience of Progress, and long may it continue. So,
you mentioned obviously NXT and WWE sort of, we say, gutted the indies of talents.
Hoovered them up. Vacuum, sorry, because a Hoover is the brand.
Is the brand, yes. It's kind of a rebuilding phase for the British indies, and Progress is again right at the forefront, like it was before NXT UK sort of came along. Aside from talent, what sort of things does the British indies, as a veteran, need to do to sort of get to that point again?
We need to get past, one of the main things we need to get past is the one-man show. And that was always the issue with the smaller companies, you know, one guy who's taken the burden on his shoulders and, you know, running himself into an early grave. Well, Progress has seen that happen. You know, the three guys who ran Progress did an incredible job, but, you know, it's a heavy burden, you know, and what I've noticed with this group now, there's a massive amount of people who are putting it together, and it's the same in ICW, you know, there's plenty of companies who are kind of following the model that, you know what, we can have maybe the best person to do a job as opposed to one person doing every job, you know, and that's, I think that's an imperative for the future because, listen, this is a difficult thing to do. It's difficult to sustain. Everybody can run a show, everybody can run a couple of shows, but when you want to get to the point where you're running a professional company, 50 shows a year, you need a team. And for us to move forward, we need more places like Progress who are putting a whole party of people together who are all really good at what they do and driving it forward as a team, and they'll work together. None of them seem upset at each other. All the things that you're hoping for, you're getting, you know what I mean? And I think that's really important for the future. And listen, it's the same. We need to have the right, you know, the veterans of the scene, you know, the Doug Williams and stuff like that, who are willing to help push the next group forward. That's something I'm really aiming to try and do with my own experience. You know, I've been to the Dublin, so if there's anybody who has that as a goal, and at least I can give them advice. And if it is just somebody who wants to just improve themselves here, then I'm hoping that they come to me and ask me, you know what I mean? There's a bunch of people who come and talk to me. Like, there's a wrestler in the Northeast here, Shreddy, who I wrestled for Target Wrestling at the end of last year, who's somebody who's got the body and he's finding his way as a character. He actually made his debut today for Progress, and I'm really happy to see that. You know, he's a competitive bodybuilder who desperately wants to be a pro wrestler, and I love that because, you know, it's something that you're less likely to see, you know. So I'm hoping for people like him, you know, because he was the first, he was emailing me and stuff, like asking for advice, and I'm almost blown away because, you know, like, I guess I'm that guy now, you know, because I was the guy who was doing the emails. I was emailing Robbie Brookside and William Regalins 10 years ago, you know, trying to get advice, you know, trying to move on, trying to figure out what's wrong, and like, not necessarily what's wrong, but what I need to do to move on, because we all hit these glass ceilings. Some are self-imposed and some of them are just, you know, circumstantial. I definitely find I needed people to give me the kick up the arse that I, you know, at different parts of my career. And I got very lucky having Robbie Brookside, having Drew Galloway, meeting him, and I knew him for years, but when he came back out of the system in 2014, he helped me find that level I needed to find, and my rise, it correlates from when I was wrestling him at the end of 2013, I think it was, onwards up until I got, you know, went to WWE in 2016. I was married to Drew. The two of us wrestled so many times all across, you know, the world. And if it wasn't for somebody like that who's helping me find that next gear, maybe I would still, you know, be a British wrestler, you know, full-time British wrestler, whatever it is, you know, or maybe worse, I might have a real job, you know. But thankfully, I had the likes of a Drew give me a kick up the arse, and the Prince Devitts, or, you know, Finn Balor, you know, he was very, him and himself and Johnny Moss helped a lot of us coming out of Ireland and Scotland, just trying to find that next gear at that point. So, like, there's just so many people you meet along the way who give you that advice or give you that set of eyes that you didn't have before. And now I'm stepping into that role and doing my very best. You know, I'm trying to, for anybody who's listened to this, who is a worker or whatever else, and who wants that extra, send me your bad matches. Don't send me your good matches. Send me your bad matches, the ones that you don't know why they're not good. And I promise I'll do my best to help you figure it out, because that's the most important part. We need to fail. We need to do things wrong before we get it right, before we can become perfect at this. Because perfection is our goal, but it could take the longest, you know, it could take... I'd rather people aim for perfection and fail and have an excellent match than not know why things are going wrong. And that's something I've made every mistake possible. I've done my very best to learn and not make the same mistake twice. Sometimes it gets to the third time. Sometimes it gets to the fourth time. But eventually you get to that point. And hopefully I can be that help for the next generation as well. Because listen, I met some brilliant people along the way. Brilliant people who've supported me. Brilliant people who, you know, with all the experience, who are able to pass that on, like the Doug Williams, as I said earlier on, who didn't have to say anything to any of us, but if we asked him, he'd speak to us, and that for me is important, and that's who I've learned from, people like him, you know what I mean, to try and help move the next group forward, because this only sustains itself if people are learning from the previous mistakes. And it seems to be, and listen, Leon Slater's a hell of an example of somebody at 17 years old who's ready to go. That's maybe proof that the overall talent pool is working together in the right way.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Looking at the wider world outside of Progress, this past month has been, what, one of the craziest months in the world of professional wrestling. We've looking at your time in WWE, Triple H is now in charge. Now, you probably knew this question was going to come, but are you still in contact with them? Has there been any, is there any interest from yourself that in the future to go back to there? Obviously, Nikki's still with the WWE. Yeah, yeah. It's still part of who you are, and you've had your time there. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Listen, like, never say never. You know, I know it's a cliche, you know, response and everything like that, but I left for a reason, you know, because there was a difference in what they were looking for at the time. I aged out slightly, you know, for what they were looking for. And yes, things have changed. Could that be something down the line? Maybe, you know. Could it be something where sanity could return or something like that? Who knows? You know, that would be something. I love Axel Tischer. I love Eric Young. They became my brothers in the ring and outside the ring. And I got to see Eric recently. I was over doing Ric Flair's last match in Nashville. And, you know, I got to hang out with EY. Axel and I got to wrestle here in Progress as a tag team, which was first time in, it must have been 3 years, 4 years. So, and I was quite emotional. I was like, oh, my God. Because I forget how fucking talented these two guys are. So, yes, to answer your question, like, you know, never say never. You know, if it was a case of reuniting the band, you know, who knows, you know. But in terms of where I am right now, I'm in a position where I can pick and choose my life. I can pick and choose my career. I get to come and see my family on a regular basis, which is something that, you know, nobody can. I never realized how important it was until during COVID. I spent 2 years not able to see my family. So to be able to pick and choose, to be able to work with fantastic companies like Progress, you know, and the variety of ones that I've been picking up recently, whether it's Black Label or Defy or, you know, even like, you know, the WrestleCons, the StarCast, you know, I've had these crazy experiences this last year, like stuff that I never expected to do. Like this weekend, I'm over in OTT in Ireland. It was the first company I worked for when I got released. I got to work in Dublin in my home city of Belfast, and I'm getting to do that all over again this weekend. So, you know, to be able to pick and choose that has been awesome. Being able to, you know, I'm not going to lie to you guys, being able to say no to work is something that's been very refreshing, you know, because you go for 6 years, yes sir, no sir, and that's no problem, you know, you're a cog in the wheel, but when it comes to, you know, being able to choose what I want to do, and like, and if I don't fancy something, I don't have to do it, and that's something I never thought would be possible, you know. But, you know, for right now, I'm very happy with where I am. If a call happens down the line, then let's hope it's for the right reasons, let's hope it's for the right ideas. And who knows, you know, when I'm ready to retire, you know, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, you know, if they came to me asking me to be a coach, absolutely. You know, I was a coach before WWE. I was a coach during WWE. I got fired as a coach as I was coaching their young talent. But honestly, it is something I am passionate about. I really like helping younger talent. People who love this, who have passion for this, I do my very best to help. And that's something that I could see myself doing down the line. Now, when it comes to producing and stuff like that, I'm not so sure, you know. But when it comes to coaching, that is something I could see myself doing. And I know that with a company like that. Bye, lads. Take care. Some fantastic young talent. you know, that is something I could see myself doing down the line. But honestly, like, I've been asked this question 100 times, you know. There's always been contact because I got on very well. Listen, there's a lot of people in the hierarchy there who, you know, from the very top to my immediate superiors and whatever else who were incredible people, and I'm very, very lucky that a lot of them were good people, and as well as great at their job. And you know, Hunter, I had a great relationship with Hunter. I loved working under Hunter, and I hope the best for him. We were so delighted that he survived. You know, yeah. It was a hell of a health scare. I texted him when the news came out that he was healthy, and he was very. It was very gracious in his reply, actually. It was lovely. So, you know, listen, there's always going to be a line of communication there. Shawn Michaels and Fit Finlay were wonderful people to me. Robbie Brookside's been a hero of mine for now 11 or 12 years, you know. So there's a lot of people there who I've got a lot of time for. And obviously, there's always going to be a communication there because they were so influential on me as people, and like, as a person, as a personality, as a human being, let alone... in ring, like getting the train under Dave Finlay was literally one of the best times of my life, and like that's one of the coolest things to be able to say that, you know, because I idolized him as a kid. It was exactly who I wanted to follow in the footsteps of. I'd be watching WCW, this bleached blonde burly Irish guy comes out, and I'm like, holy shit, he's from like 6 miles away from where I was from, and I'm like, well, if he can do it, you know, surely if I work hard enough, I can do it. And like, to be able to meet him, to learn from him, to he was my producer, he's been my coach, you know, I've nudged him asking advice a lot, you know what I mean, and then even talking to him as a human being, like, was incredible. So like, honestly, and he was so beneficial for Nikki as well, like, and that's the thing, like, Nikki's there right now, Nikki's having the time of her life, you know, almost a superhero, and even teaming up with Dewdrop, the former Piper Niven, another one of the girls who trained with me over in Scotland. So it's so cool that they were teaming together. It was like one of these surreal moments, you know. But yeah, so like there's a lot for the future that, you know, could happen, couldn't happen, whatever. But as it stands for right now, I'm having the time of my life.
Well, finally, one thing to wrap up. A very similar.
I'm a rambler. I get it. Yeah.
Very similar question, but you mentioned like freedom of choice of where you can work. We saw you in AEW. Is there a potential that you maybe go back there and do some more dates? How did that come about?
Honestly, it came about so randomly. So I've been doing a bit of work for New Japan Strong, and New Japan has always been this massive ambition of mine. So like, to work with them has been incredible. Getting to wrestle Tomohiro Ishii again was amazing, because I think that match he and I had in 2015 really helped springboard me into kind of the wrestling consciousness. So to be able to wrestle him again 7 years later was pretty cool, and getting to work for New Japan is being like a long-term ambition for mine, and I'm hoping I can continue that relationship over the next couple of years. But as for AEW, listen, AEW came out of absolutely nowhere, and it actually nearly changed two or three times. I was going to be in two different weeks and stuff like that. So, and then finally, you know, we nailed down the date, and they were brilliant to work for. A full bunch of people back there who I've worked with on the Indies or in NXT, or even like when I was at Impact and stuff like that. So there's so many people who I recognize and knew, and it felt so much like WWE, but without a lot of the eggshells, you know. But it was wonderful, like, and there, it's just such a different environment. The crowd, like, it feels like a takeover crowd every week. And, like, I couldn't believe they were still going by the time we were out there. It must have been, like, the fifth hour of wrestling or something. They were still, like, losing their mind. I'm like, this is nuts. But, no, it was a great experience. I'm always open, like, as I say, like the lines of communication at AEW are great. I keep running into all of their talent on almost every show I'm on, and you know, one of the cool things that I've become really close to the bunch of them, like especially like Eddie Kingston and stuff like that. Him and I wrestled for Defy over in Seattle, and I've struck up a relationship with him because we jammed on a lot of the Japanese wrestlers who we really like. So, and that, you know, that's how it happens sometimes. We always had mutual friends, but we never met. So now we've actually been. It's a funny time, we've been traveling together a lot, and we were sitting at the airport, we got delayed by like 2 or 3 hours, and the two of us in this tiny desk, hunched over his tiny phone, watching like Kawada and Akiyama and stuff. It was one of the funniest days of my life, you know what I mean? But no, it's been a fun experience, and AEW was a lot of fun to do. Listen, they've got an incredible roster, like so many of my mates are there, and it was so beautiful being able to see like Undisputed Era and stuff like that again, because like, I get on so well with those lads, like Kyle O'Reilly and I, like really into the same music and stuff like that. Adam Cole and I like the same video games and stuff, you know, and Bobby Fish is this wonderful fella. So like, it was great seeing them, and even seeing like Ruby Riott and so many other the guys and girls. So I had an incredible day. Like, it was just like a bunch of good people all at the same time. So honestly, like, it was a great experience. And if it happens again, great. You know, if it doesn't happen, no problem. But as I say, like, you know, I see Chris Daniels all the time, and you know, literal veteran of the wrestling scene who I've been watching for, good God, over 20 years, you know what I mean? I said that to him, and I was embarrassing him, actually, backstage at one of the shows recently, and he's like, for a guy who's so incredible, he's like so laughably humble. But it was wonderful, you know, getting to spend time with him, picking his brain as well. Like, he saw, watched a couple of our matches, and that's what I was saying about veterans who, you know, are willing to give advice and help people, and he was one of them. He loved one of the little combination things that I did, and it was something I only did for the first time or something that day, so now I've tried to put it in, you know, and it was having the right people watching, you know, and that helps. But honestly, like, it's been a whirlwind of a year, and like, you know, when I first got released, you're not sure how this is going to go. Like, you have ideas, you have ambitions, but for it to go the way, like, I did not see this coming. Like, I thought New Japan was going to take a while to try and sort something. I thought AEW was a pipe dream, mm-hmm. because they had this giant roster as it was, you know what I mean? I never thought I'd be doing what I'm doing with Progress. I would never thought I'd be the Progress world champion, you know what I mean? So this whole thing has been an incredible journey, and like, long may it continue. That is the truth, because you know, this has been like a wonderful time meeting all these new people, new wonderful people, great attitudes, and have great driving force behind what they want to do with the industry. Mm-hmm. And that's in America, that's here, that's across, you know, over in Japan, everything else. So it's been wonderful meeting all these people, and like, just realistically seeing so many talented wrestlers and just being blown away at almost every show. So, and that seems to be happening more often than not, by the way. There's very few times I walk away from a show going, Christ, such and such was good, you know? Yeah. That seems to happen a lot, by the way. Maybe it's because, you know, a lot of the shows I go to have like 12 match cards. So it's bound to be one of them that's good. So.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.